Chapter 5. "What are you doing?" Angel yelled. The journal was open to the most recent entry. Angel could see the question she had written the other night. She could see Justice's name, too. "Oh my God, Angel," Charisse said, her voice rising with alarm. "What is this?" Angel felt her knees weaken and her hands tremble. For a moment, she couldn't speak. "You shouldn't be reading that," Angel's voice cracked as she snatched the journal away. "That's private. You're not supposed to be snooping in my room." "I wasn't snooping. I was getting your magazines when I saw what I thought was your English notebook." Charisse pointed to the cover. "I thought I'd see if you started that poetry assignment." Angel felt as if the room were spinning. Her notebook disguise had backfired. If she hadn't been distracted by Dion, she would have never let Charisse in her room alone. Angel wanted to curse out loud. "This can't be for real," Charisse said after a long, awkward silence. "I mean, this is just you trying to be funny, right?" Angel didn't say anything. Charisse's eyes widened. "No, you don't feel like that about girls, Angel. I've known you for years. You're not like that." Charisse spoke as if she were trying to convince herself. "Right?" For a second, Angel thought she heard a note of concern in Charisse's voice. Maybe Charisse would understand, or at least try to understand. After all, they were best friends. They had shared all sorts of secrets since sixth grade. Maybe what Charisse had said at the mall was just her trying to impress LaDonna. "It's really hard to explain," Angel said slowly. She leaned on the edge of her desk and took a deep breath. Charisse stared at her with a strange expression that Angel couldn't read. "It's not like I dislike boys, and I do think some of them are cute. But I don't feel about them like you do. When I think about girls..." Charisse sprang up from the bed. "I'm not hearing this," she said, shaking her head. She looked as if she had just taken a bite of something disgusting and wanted to spit it out. "The way you feel is weird. You ain't right." The words hit Angel like punches. She tried to stand, but her legs felt weak, and her heart pounded like a hammer in her chest. "Charisse, don't say that. You are messed up, Angel McAllister. I mean, that's nasty. And I can't believe you felt like this all along and we've been best friends." "We still are," Angel pleaded. "No, we're not," Charisse huffed. "What will everyone think? They're gonna think I'm just like you." "You can't tell them," Angel insisted. "It's nobody's business. Just keep away from me." Charisse recoiled from Angel as if she had a disease that could spread. "I'm not like you. I don't want anyone thinking I am, and I definitely don't want to be your girlfriend." Charisse spoke the last words with an exaggerated shudder of disgust. "No, it's not like that," Angel exclaimed. "I never meant that about you. I don't feel that way about you. But you feel that way about Justice? Who's next? Now I get why you're always asking me to come over and spend time with you alone and, oh, it's so gross." Angel felt as if her whole world were suddenly breaking apart. It seemed as if some massive wave had slammed everything and was now sweeping the pieces out to sea. "Charisse, please, don't." Charisse turned and rushed down the hallway. Without another word, she yanked the front door open, stormed out, then slammed it shut. The thud thundered through the suddenly quiet apartment. "What was that all about?" Mom yelled sleepily from her room. "Nothing," Angel shouted, slamming her own door shut and flopping on her bed, trying to comprehend what just happened. Tears in her eyes, Angel grabbed her journal and wrote what hurt most. "She's gone. My best friend is gone. She hates me." Sometime later, Angel heard a strange, muffled sound coming from down the hall. At first, she thought it was Mom talking on the phone to Aunt Gwen again. But then it sounded like two different voices, upset voices. Angel slipped out of bed and tiptoed into the hallway to listen. "Oh, this is just horrible," she could hear her mother saying in a disgusted voice. "I can't believe this." What was Mom talking about? And was that Dion crying? The light was on in her mother's room, but the door was closed. Angel crept closer. She could hear her mother speaking in a hushed voice. Then she could make out the sound of Dion sniffling and asking, "Why?" over and over again. Angel tapped on the door. Both voices stopped. "Mom, what's wrong?" A hushed silence answered. Angel opened the door and found her mother sitting on the edge of the bed, her eyes unnaturally swollen and bloodshot from crying. She wrapped her arms protectively against Dion, as if Angel were a threat to them both. Dion reached out to Angel, but Mom slapped her hand down and shook her head. "Don't you touch her," Mom scolded. "What is it?" Angel whispered in confusion. "What's going on?" Mom pulled something out from under the covers of her bed. Angel's journal. She held it up in the air and shook it so hard that dozens of pages fell out and fluttered to the floor.
"No,"
Angel gasped.
"Wait, let me explain. I wanted to tell you, but
there's nothing to explain," Mom hissed.
"I don't want to hear your excuses, and don't you dare come near your sister ever again. You hear me?"
Again, Dion reached out to Angel, but Mom yanked her back.
"You made your choice. Because of your decision, you're not welcome in this house anymore."
Mom's voice seemed to change and become distorted as she spoke.
"Get out. Get out right now."
"But Mom," Angel begged as her room began to spin. Everything was suddenly hazy and blurred. A roar like rushing water filled her ears.
"Out, out, out,"
Mom repeated, her voice even louder and more forceful. Angel felt herself beginning to panic. She reached to her ears to block out the noise, but the sound grew louder.
"Out, out, out,"
she screamed. Angel sprang upright and found herself sitting on her bed, sunlight streaming through her window. Outside, a car alarm blared over and over again. She could hear Dion down the hall, giggling about something. Next to her, the notebook slipped and fell to the floor.
"Only a nightmare," Angel thought weakly, leaning back in relief.
Angel picked up her notebook and looked at the last few lines she had written.
"What am I gonna do? I can't go to school. I don't even want to get out of bed. My world is over. Done."
Angel hid in her room all day Sunday, pretending she was sick. When Dion banged on her door for the third time to ask about going to the park, Angel snapped.
"Stop bothering me. I'll tell you when I'm feeling better."
"But you said we'd go to the park today."
"I don't care what I said. I don't feel good. Leave me alone," she grumbled.
"Nobody wants to do anything around here," Dion grumbled. "You're just like Mom."
A stab of guilt joined the misery already pooling in Angel's chest. She knew why Dion wanted to go to East Park. Part of her wanted to go there too. It was a place they had gone when things were easier and happier. Before Dad left and Mom became a broken spirit. Before her classmates went boy crazy. Before she wrote the words in her notebook that changed everything. The last time they had gone to East Park was just before the school year. Dad bought them ice cream and they sat on their bench. Dad called the spot his corner because from there he could see everything. The swings where the girls played, the picnic tables where families had cookouts or played chess, and the small quad where street performers sometimes gathered. Angel could still remember what he said to her.
"You're almost in high school. You must be pretty excited."
"Excited? More like scared."
"Scared?"
Dad had said, raising his eyebrows.
"Why?"
"I guess I worry that I might not fit in. I mean, I don't care about being really popular or anything, but I want to have friends," she had explained.
"Of course you're going to have friends, Angel. What makes you think you won't?"
She shrugged. The gnawing questions lurked in her mind then, though she didn't dare mention them. Dad had put his arm around her shoulder when she didn't answer.
"Tell me what you think the most fun thing to do in high school would be."
"The most fun?"
"Yeah, something totally different from middle school, something new."
Angel had almost been embarrassed to admit her answer.
"I always thought it would be fun to try out for cheerleading, you know, be part of a team."
Dad nodded thoughtfully.
"Then you need to go for it." No way, Angel had said. Girls like me don't get to be cheerleaders.
Girls like you, Dad repeated. What does that mean?
I'm different, Dad. Not pretty enough. Plus, I'm kind of clumsy,
Angel had admitted. She knew he wouldn't understand what she really meant. She was glad.
Now you listen, Dad had said, leaning toward her intently. You've got to live your life. You only get one shot at this, Angel. If that is what you want, you've got to go for it. Otherwise, you're going to sit back and regret that you didn't, and you won't have anyone to blame but yourself.
Angel remembered Dad's words after he and Mom split up a few months later. Had he been talking about himself that day? Angel wondered. That visit to East Park was the last time they had really talked.
How could you?
Mom's wailing voice suddenly boomed through the apartment. Angel peeked out of her bedroom door and saw her mother's back as she stormed toward the kitchen, her phone pressed against her cheek. Dion stepped into the hallway from her room.
You and that girl could have lived anywhere in the city, Charles. And you gotta go and move a block away? How could you?
Angel heard a plate shatter, followed by the sound of breaking glass. Dion ran to Angel, her eyes wide with fear.
You betrayed me. You betrayed your children. And now you're going to rub it in our faces? How can you do this? How can you sleep at night?
Mom screamed. Angel covered Dion's ears as two more crashes rang from the kitchen, followed by Mom cursing loudly. Then, like a storm blowing over, everything stopped, except for the sad, muffled sound of Mom sobbing. Angel crept down the hall to the kitchen. Her mother stood hunched and alone, an island in a sea of shattered glass. Tears rolled silently down her face.
Mom?
Dion asked, holding Angel's hand.
Go back to your room, girls.
Are you okay?
Angel asked, reaching out to her.
Please, just go back to your room.